Leading the news, the New South Wales government has ordered a statewide audit of prayer groups at public schools. Authorities will issue a memo to all principals today outlining their obligations to report extremism. Last week, police confirmed a student from Epping Boys High School in Sydney's northwest was being investigated over allegations he was preaching radical Islam at that school. Australian TV star Maggie Kirkpatrick has been charged with multiple counts of child sex offences. The 74-year-old played a warden nicknamed The Freak in the hit TV show The Prisoner. She's facing two counts of indecent assault and one count of gross indecency with a person under 16. She'll appear in a Melbourne court next month. The Federal Education Minister says his party needs to do more to help young women enter politics. Christopher Pyne says it's important Parliament has input from women with children or those who are planning a family.
Because the number of women representing the Liberal Party in the Senate, for example, has not increased, it's declined. And we need to address that subject.
And the Australian Tax Office is concerned tax deductions aimed at small business will be rorted by fraudsters. The $20,000 small business asset write-off was the centrepiece of the government's May budget. Documents obtained by the ABC under Freedom of Information shows Tax Office staff believe fraudsters will target the tax concession by trying to look like legitimate businesses.